This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Corruption, trashing the lies and disinformation. The Lone Star State, I'm proud, stands up against the globalists organically. No. We're not funded by any U.S. government agency. We're not created by some shadowy group. We're funded by viewers and listeners just like you. Just like you know you're for real and you love God and country and love freedom, so do we. And that's why the enemy always says we're fake or we're run by something else or we're told what to do. And that's why I've really intellectually thought about it. We finish up with Dan Lyman and the great job he's doing at EuropeWars.com. To stop holding back about the influence of InfoWars, because the enemy knows this and the enemy's aware of it. They're aware of what you're doing. You really are the power of this organization. They are who you fear. Talking about the establishment. The listeners are who the establishment fears. And so, we don't take the orders. We give the orders. I'm going to briefly talk about that at the start of the next segment. That's not bragging. I really had to analyze why they're after us so bad. And I knew we were contributing a lot to the course of things, but it's very sacred, the position we're in. Because what I talk about, what we put out here, is obviously looked into, but it's taken immediately as the truth. Because even if we're wrong, smart people understand the intent is good and that there's going to be truth in it. That's a very powerful position to be in. And I don't seek power. You don't seek power as an audience, but believe me, we have it. And the enemy wants to take it from us so they can have power over us. We weren't looking for power because we were already born with it. We have the birthright. If you tune into liberty, if you love freedom, if you love God, if you love justice, you've got the birthright. You can be Hispanic, black, old, young, white. If you love God and justice, God's seal is on your heart. And this really is about what team you're on, who you resonate with. Dan Lyman, incredible job at EuropeWars.com. And we just can't say enough about the great work you do. What else should you impart to the viewers out there across the world?
Well, I think that this is such an interesting time. It's a pivotal moment, and we have some real clear evidence that the tide is turning after yesterday. And I think that we're going to start seeing some really interesting things happen at the national government levels now that the dividing lines have been drawn. We have people like Merkel and Macron and May. They're all wounded. They're all going down. They're on their way out the door. And we have people like Salvini, Farage, and Le Pen all on the ascendancy. So things that we start here at this globalist level, deal them a really brutal blow yesterday, and now turn it into an effective transition moment into at the national level, so that we can really start peeling apart this super state, so to speak. And they can get leadership in these countries that can navigate these countries back to a Europe of sovereign countries that can interact with each other and trade with each other and travel between them just as efficiently as they did long before the EU, but without this international body over them ruining everything, by my estimation.
Using a football analogy, NFL analogy, not Europe's football, correct me if I'm wrong, just in closing, I would say up until the last few minutes of the second quarter, we were behind. We just got two touchdowns in the last 5 minutes. We're going out of halftime now with 14 points on the board, but the enemy is going to pull everything out they've got. We got two more quarters here, perhaps overtime. I think we're on the offense, we're winning, but if people think that, oh, everything's okay, we're going to lose.
Absolutely. We're going to got to be prepared for all sorts of dirty trick plays on their end and to just fight through.
All right, Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Only our listeners and viewers, only you have the light in the dark of the night. Spread that link, EuropeWars.com. Dan Lyman, we salute you. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. And I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. I have sworn upon the altar of God. I did swear. And I poured my will and my intent forever to be a slave of the truth and to never turn back. Only commitments such as this will release you. Because you can't lie to yourself. Everyone makes commitments. Everyone chooses sides. Like Bob Dylan famously said, you will serve someone. So choose what you serve or lie to yourself and become a slave. Owen Schroyer, beyond epic times, beyond historic times. Imagine just 10 years ago hearing that world government would be out in the open and that everywhere there's an election, they would lose. We'd have a president stopping the Federal Reserve from jackknifing the economy. Or that we'd see all the evil bum-rushing us in the final moments. I have some big breaking news. We're going to bring Tom Papert in here, TV station manager, owner, patriot, smart guy, riding shotgun with us. He'll take over here in a few segments completely. But I'm not saying, oh, you're lucky I came in on Memorial Day. I want to be here. Because Veterans Day is about all veterans and is very important. But Memorial Day is about people that died. And you can say, well, some of these wars were lies and some of them were frauds. It doesn't matter. The men and some of the women, but the women that lost their men, people that lost their fathers and brothers, and the women as nurses that went down on ships, torpedoed, they believed in something greater. And they were willing to put it all on the line. I think that's what's important we honor now. Because in today's war, we've got to be demonized and lied about. And yeah, they've put posters up where Owen lives and say, come kill him. And so there's some danger, but we don't let the danger define us. We let the fact that we are victorious and we're standing up for the unborn and standing up for our sovereignty, that defines us. We're targets, not victims, as Tommy Robinson, who barely lost in his run. And when the numbers weren't coming in Saturday like they were supposed to, I said, I think they're going to steal it from Tommy. And I almost shot a special report, but I didn't. I shot 8 other reports saying, Tommy Robinson, I want to give his permission. He was so busy he wouldn't answer. Tommy Robinson wins European Union Parliament seat. And I was going to say, even if he doesn't win, he won by going out, being attacked by mobs, speaking out, going all over TV and radio, circumventing the censorship, and building a coalition. And he did. When you go out and take action, when you're the man or woman in the arena, and your heart's right, and you fight hard, you're not a loser when you lose. I failed thousands of times in the 25 years I've been on air. And I do shows routinely that I think I did a bad job. Doesn't matter, my heart's right. And God chose King David instead of man after my own heart. He did horrible things, had his best friend killed in a moment of total lust. He wanted that wife. He later repented, and he legitimately did it. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. I've never done anything close to that. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Far from it. But this is a real war, a real world, a real choice about your soul. Just like people know that digital data goes on forever. If it's saved, our souls are beyond that. And the enemy knows it, and they want us to be part of the devil's CD collection. Not to go on to the next level. And that's what this is all about. That's why they hate us, because we're saying you have value. Humanity has value. There is human life. There is a God. Babies have value. You go out to a leftist event, and half of them will tell you they're devil worshipers. They're not trying to upset you. It's who they are. It's their operating system. Believe in lab and say they don't believe in the devil, but they do. They manifest it. See the deception? Devil isn't real. I'm deceiving you, but I want to kill babies up to age 3. They say there is no life. There's nothing anyways. You don't have any free will. You're just a machine. So let me tell you how to live. That cue her up. Okay, 1 minute. I don't know what, we're going to put this video out on Infowars.com. It deserves to go totally viral. I'm going to ask Owen, I'm going to ask Tom Papert, what do you call it? Leftist video. Leftists say we should kill children up to age 3. I mean, that's, see how just a few months ago it was the governor saying, we keep them comfortable. We decide they dead, take their organ. Then we resuscitate mama want them. It's all a bioethics term. They call the child dead, even though they're alive, until they decide to let them live. They go, magic wand, resuscitate. Because they want to be able to keep them alive and take the organs. It's all games. And should we put up with this? These people's so-called authority over us when they have no authority? Here's that video one more time.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
Yeah.
Hey, pause and back this up. Hit pause. Start it over even before she gets to that point. Back it up like 40 seconds. I want you to hear the beginning of this. If you're a radio listener, she has the greenish white skin, collapsed shoulders, dead eyes, but when she talks about killing babies, she gets a smile and light comes in her eyes. Folks, you see The Exorcist, that's Linda Blair, that's an actress. This is real. This is who they are. And I told you, their next plan is up to age 3. That's the official rollout. She's now spouting Peter Singer, PETA, eugenic stuff. But just remember that. And she goes, yeah, they start talking a bunch by then. And she's all disgusted by these other humans. She's not a human. Whatever it is, she's hijacked by a spirit. And I'm going to explain this. I knew God was real. Notice the media never attacks me for this stuff, even though it's far out. I knew God was real a long time ago. But I was in Seattle last year when you saw me get coffee dumped on me and the rest of it. He started running video all the time because it was so crazy. And Michael Zimmerman, who's a smart, tough guy, he wouldn't leave the hotel anymore after 3 days. We were there a week. And do you know why? You ever seen, like, Christian horror movies where, like, Agent Smith, kind of the Matrix, jumps from one body to the next and finishes the sentences around each block? Like, hey, we're following you. We're going to get you, Neo. Next block, yeah, I just saw you there. I'm going to get you. Glad I just killed your friend. That's in the Bible, where you'll be walking through the city and demons jumping into person after person, making statements as you go. And I'll never forget, we're walking down these streets, and I'm with my wife and my baby. And every third or fourth person would literally go like, we're going to get you. You're going to die in a demon voice. And this wasn't just them all getting together doing this. And we turn the corner and they go, yeah, you think you just turned the corner? We're not here. And it was the same voice. And you're like, wait a minute. These people are so synced up to whatever it is running. Maybe it's mind control. Maybe it's some secret broadcast system the government has or testing in Seattle. I don't know. But they were saying the same stuff in the same order, in the same way. Like, I'm not even going to tell this story because she hasn't authorized me yet, and I haven't talked to her since she was in Austin. But I talked to folks that were there. But Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver were down there when this woman said all this about killing babies up to age 3. And it freaked them out because they would go, they were down there, and when they left, they would turn corners. And the same thing happened. People would walk up and finish the sentence. And they were saying terrible things to Caitlin about what they were going to do to her and about her body, and they were finishing the sentences. They hadn't been briefed, folks. These people can hardly tie their shoelaces. These are all incompetent losers, but what's in them? Like when Christ comes along, the possessed guy, he says, "Who are you?" They go, "I am Legion." And Christ says, "You know, out of them, Satan." And the demons go in the pigs and they run off the cliff because they wanted out of the pigs and back in humans. And you're like, "Oh, that's the Bible." No, it's just like the internet, just like programs are in the air. There's these programs, these spells. These people are under spells. They're under trances. They're under programs. And let me tell you, you haven't experienced it till you run into a nest of these people and they're finishing each other's sentences. I mean, it was the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And it is scary, folks. These people are possessed by something. Is it another dimension? Is it demons? Is it space aliens? I don't know. But they want to kill babies. They want to kill the planet. They want to kill you. It's real, folks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good-looking psychiatrist. I went and bought one of her books when I saw her on Court TV. She was, who was the guy that, Jeffrey Dahmer's psychiatrist. But she's the famous, just type in famous woman psychiatrist to the psychopaths on television. I saw her on TV. I heard her on Coast to Coast. I saw it all over. I want to get her back on. She came on for like 2 hours on our show. And she never brought up the occult. When I got her on, I said, listen, I've read your book. I've seen some of the stuff. These people think they're being demon-possessed, and if they don't do it, the demons come after them. She goes, no, that's true. Everybody I talked to thought demons were making them do it. Now, whether you think that's psychiatric or real, it doesn't matter. It's a program they're running, and it's a big frustration. Because over the years, I always remember this when I talk about it, and I kind of mention it. We never find it. But I'll find it. Listeners will find it. They'll send it to us. She's like the psychiatrist to the serial killers, I think. So, and we should get her back on. But I'm digressing. We're going to go to Tom Papert right now about the world, what's happening on this Memorial Day. Appreciate him joining us. Oh, and comments on what I've been saying.
Well, Alex, I would just say, to kind of talk about the spiritual battle, in a final word, you know, if God is love and the devil is hate, I think that you can kind of break down everything like that. Because it doesn't matter what Trump does. He could cure cancer. He could end world hunger, you know, whatever. They'd still hate him. His, you know, his haters would still hate him. It's the same thing with InfoWars. The people are still, they're driven by hate. So when you see a young lady, like in the Caitlyn Bennett video, talking about aborting babies up to the age of 3, you know, does she really believe that? Does she not? Probably not. What it is she's driven by hatred, Alex. She hates us. She hates America. She hates the fact that we stand up for babies. So it doesn't matter what we stand up for. In fact, if we came out tomorrow and said, yeah, abort all babies up to 3, all of a sudden they would be pro-life. That's what this is all about. They are driven by hate. Hate has filled their soul. And so whatever it is they hate, they go against it. There is no logic.
No, I agree with you, but at the end of the day, it's about killing kids. They actually found her. Let's put her on screen. And this lady, Helen Morrison, forensic psychiatrist, interviewed all the big serial killers. We need to get her back on the show. Great points, Owen. Let's go to Tom Papert. Tom, thanks for hosting. Thanks for joining us and the great work you do. You've been, of course, censored a lot for the OK symbol now. That was big national news last week. You're at Real GE Trump, God Emperor Trump. We're not saying he's actual God. It's a joke, folks. Facebook.com/God Emperor Trump Official. And you manage one of the fine TV stations we're on here in the United States. What's on your plate today? There's so much to cover. You've heard us ranting just about the left.
Well, there is a lot to cover. I want to talk about some of the recent fake news examples in the media, how they can say whatever they want, they get by with it, but then, God forbid, somebody on the right gets a fact 2% wrong. But you know, Alex, I've been listening to what you guys are talking about the greater spiritual battle that's going on here, and especially when it comes to these serial killers. You know, the insane person in Florida from last year, he actually said that in his tapes, where the interview tapes, where he was being interviewed by a police detective. He said, the demon talks to me, and I have to do it. The other one is in me, and I have to do it. So I think that you're absolutely onto something. And I also think, regardless of what it is, if it's a code, if it's a demon, if it's a spirit, whatever it is, I think it's completely accurate that that is what calls these people. My both pastors for my church are currently in Tanzania right now doing missionary work, and they've converted 1,000+ people, doing some phenomenal work out there. And one of them, I was talking to him, and he said, you know, I really didn't want to go on this thing, but I was singing one of our gospels and I couldn't sing it. The Holy Spirit would not let me sing it because I wouldn't go where the Lord wanted me to go. And so then he agreed to go to Tanzania. And if that can happen, why on earth could that not happen with an evil force of a demon or whatever it is, with these insane leftists? And you're right. I've experienced the same exact thing. They complete each other's sentences. They say the exact same script, and they're not talking to each other. And I think that's why, fascinatingly, when you get them on a one-on-one situation where they're not connected to the rest of the machine, you can almost talk some sense into them. But then, of course, they get back.
That's right. You'll see the transmission kind of break up and go, wait, who am I? What? And I was like, ah, shut up. I'll get you and your family. Oh, wait, what? Ah, oh, I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly. The very second they get back into their evil little tribe, everything you've done is gone. That's why, you know, that's why I think it's so important to do what InfoWars does, what I do, what all of us do, because to an extent, there is no winning some of these people over. They have to make the decision on their own. They have to choose God. They have to choose love. They have to choose to look away from hate, as Owen would put it. And it is so, that's what makes this broadcast different, because you guys are the tip of the spear and you're able to provide so much crucial information. Alex, I'm going to be completely honest. A month or so ago when I was on, you were talking about keeping the babies alive so you can harvest their organs. And I kind of knew that that was a thing. But in the last month, we've seen not one, not two, but three different articles that I've read personally about Planned Parenthood doing exactly that. They keep the baby alive as long as they can so they can get more money for the organs. But they consider it legally dead because it was never born. It was never a human. So it's fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah, no, my dad was in medical management, and when I was growing up in Dallas, he even owned the two partners a hospital, and they weren't killing people. But like I said, when I went to get my driver's license, I passed the driver's safety thing. He said, son, don't sign that organ card. And I said, why? And he goes, well, some of the local hospitals, if you're in a car wreck or something, they'll kill you. Well, they'll keep you alive and take your organs and say you were brain dead. And like 10 years later, I'm watching 60 Minutes at my grandparents' house in Austin in college or out of college. And they were showing the Dallas hospitals my dad was telling me about. So, yeah, this is sick, my friend.
And it is absolutely fascinating. You know, our editor-in-chief of Big League Politics, Patrick Halley, likes to say that you are his Walter Cronkite. And I completely understand why Patrick says that. He's absolutely right.
Well, so. We need to get Patrick on. We need to get you a show here on air. We're trying to get the board ops and people hired. Hopefully we're getting close to that, Tom, and the great work you do. And KCTU5, they're in Kansas and Wichita, which is a great story, not bragging, but people are hungry for the truth. Put us on a year and a half ago, already gone to number one in the local ratings. That is very, very exciting, and I thank you and the folks that were picking the show up.
Oh, absolutely. Alex, it's been our pleasure, and it's been our pleasure to be one of your real flagship broadcast stations here as we enter this new digital wave of censorship. You know, they can't take away the FCC license. They may want to, but, you know, it is fascinating. We do get people, you know, trying to hire office staff, salespeople, that type of thing. And once they find out that InfoWars is involved, either people have an amazing reaction to it, they can't wait to be a part of the team, it's the biggest moment of their lives, or, again, it's this hatred, this, oh my God, you're an Alex Jones, you're a Nazi, you're a bigot, you're a racist, kill the baby. I mean, it comes out of them. And some of them, we've experimented with different advertisements when we hire people. Sometimes we'll put, you will be representing an InfoWars TV affiliate. Sometimes we don't. When people find out, it's like an instant change. Their entire personality changes.
It's an incredible time to be alive. Tom Papert, myself, Owen, taking over the other side. And then who's hosting the War Room today? Is it a rebroadcast? Who's doing the War Room at 3 o'clock, Owen?
We got a best of rebroadcast today, Alex. So we're going to take some of our best interviews and segments from the last week and re-air them today.
How dare you only do one live show on Memorial Day, you traitors. All right, Tom Papert straight ahead with Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones. Spread those links. Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mama's gonna help build the wall.
Ooh, babe. Cause Mama's gonna help build the wall.
Yeah, we're smashing down those walls in the mines. But to have our safe country where we can live our lives and have our taxes spent on us and our families, we are building the wall. Because the UN and the globalists are trying to destroy our country. The first part about freedom is standing up for yourself and saying, I'm a self-contained unit. I'm not somebody else's slave. Tom Papert, riding the shotgun with us, great talk show host in his own right, manager of KCTU 5 there in the heartland of America. Owen Schroyer, who's also from that nearby area, he's from St. Louis. It's Wichita, Kansas. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, but still it's near each other, is riding the shotgun. I want to hit some final news here before I turn it over to Tom and in the war room coming up with this. I used to project my own humanity onto the globalists and Armenians. But the more I studied them, imagine how much you worry about your children if you've got children, like a lot of us have. I got four children. Imagine how much you worry about your wife when she goes out, or your husband. Imagine how much you worry about people if you care. Well, that gets tiring for a lot of folks, so they start not caring. Or maybe they never care. And then instead of caring about unborn babies, you get off on the power of killing them because you're so soulless. The only thing that excites you is evil. And that's what we're coming down to. That's what we're dealing with. You know, I've got an article here out of Yahoo News. It's pretty powerful. And we can put it on screen for TV viewers. Everest traffic jam survivors call for tougher rules. Really going to put some bureaucrats up there? Some police officers when there are no rules in some place that inhospitable? Up there, you know, 20-something thousand feet? There's dead bodies everywhere. Up to five people die a week. You're trying to get to the top. There's traffic jams. And then people are calling for the government to make it like an amusement park and make everybody safe. You're climbing the tallest mountain that's above sea level. Kona is the biggest mountain in the world. 15,000 feet of it are out of the water. 20-something thousand feet are under. Kona, the big island, is the biggest mountain in the world. But above sea level, it's K1. It's Mount Everest. Guys, type it in. How many? Is it 23,000, 24,000? I forget. How many feet tall is Mount Everest? Helicopters can't even get up to 20,000 feet. But the bureaucrats want people to be there and hold their hand. Listen, if you want 29,000 feet to the summit. If you want to risk your life, that's your business. You want to go whitewater rafting. You want to go skydiving. That's your business. But that's not my business. I'm not afraid of risking my life. But I'm afraid of risking it for something that doesn't matter. And I got to tell you, I've been around some of these mountain climbers. I've been around some of these triathletes. And man, these guys are super awesome. And they've got themselves together, and they're alpha males, but they hardly spend time with their families, so they can go out and compete and run 50 miles a day or 100 miles in 2 days, or so they can show off. They're not even making money, most of them, but it's about showing how great they are and that selfishness. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to climb Mount Everest. I'm saying I think you're pathetic. It's one thing if nobody ever climbed it, you were the first 100 explorers, but tens of thousands have scaled its summits now. Hey, look up how many have successfully. I'm just going from memory. It's over 10,000. Maybe thousands a year now? In fact, pull up the article. There's big lines the last 1,000 feet. Everyone just waiting to get to the top and take selfies that they climbed Mount Everest. Why don't you go help homeless kids? Why don't you go find a cure for cancer? Why don't you go do something? Have climbed Mount Everest. I think it's more than that now, but the point is that can we pull up the article I mentioned? It's the top of Yahoo News. I want to show TV viewers this big line. Yeah, there it is. Hundreds and hundreds of people backed up to get to the top. What does that do? You know, if you could get 200 feet from the summit, that you could get there. But that's the sense of being. That's the sense of achievement. Some people want $1 billion. Some people want the trophy wife. Some people want to win the race car race. And if you're doing that and it's not your God, that's fine. If you're raising race car money and risking your life to do something worthy, that's great. But I just don't get all these committed, smart, good-looking people, black, white, old, young, who are so self-centered. It's all about some feat they can accomplish instead of the feat of building a better world, being a human, being involved. Everything is so selfish. Tom Papert, Owen Schroeder, do you get where I'm going with this? They'll put all this in, some of the best and smartest people we've got, but it's all about how great they are. And I'm all about self, you know, empowerment, but it becomes satanic. It becomes sick because you get around these sports people and around these climbers and around these super fitness guys. They don't give a damn about anybody but their self on average. And they don't put that incredible energy they've got to win the world champion arm wrestling or the NFL or whatever into humanity when we need humanity.
Well, I'd say this. I think that it's kind of symbolic, that line of people trying to get to the peak of Mount Everest just for their own sense of accomplishment. It's kind of like the line of Democrats trying to remove Trump from the peak. None of them are going to do it, but they're all probably going to die on their way up. But, Alex, this is something that I realized probably too late in my life, but sooner than later is better. Yeah, I mean, you always wonder when you're a sports fan and all that stuff, and I was working in sports media, but it didn't really deliver anything for me. It was fun. It paid the bills. Maybe it was, you know, a career, but it didn't really fulfill me. And so as soon as I took the red pill and I did a pivot to politics and current events, I started feeling that fulfillment that I wasn't getting from sports media. But it's the same thing that you were just saying, Alex. They pour their heart, their mind, their essence into something that could never and will never fulfill them. I mean, that is the devil.
Exactly. Imagine the devil laughing when God gave us all this energy. They're climbing a 29,000-foot mountain with 100-mile winds, climbing over dead bodies to show everybody how big their ding-dong is, and they're not doing anything for humanity or to fight the leftist takeover, while drag queen story time's happening and convicted pedophiles, without asking parents, have your five-year-old bouncing on their crotch. Tom?
You know, Alex, it really makes me think of one of the perhaps more challenging things that Christians have to struggle with, and that's putting God at the center. And, you know, I struggle with it. I'm sure everybody struggles with it. We all get so caught up in our shows and our articles and everything that we've got to do to try to save this country and save this world. But that is a whole lot closer than these people, and it can be. Everest is a beautiful example because it's such a silly thing if you think about it. Look, I can walk to the top of a high surface, and I can breathe the thin air, and I don't die. Oh, congratulations. You've really achieved a lot. But it's a great example, and there's so many people who are
You just said it. Like Bob Dylan said, gotta serve somebody. They claim there isn't a God, but their God's getting to the top of a mountain. And so, again, they're making that their God. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. You know, I'm a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod Lutheran here. So they say we're baptized in vinegar. We're all the time looking at how sinful the world is and how terrible things are. But, you know, when you see stuff like this and you think, what is the matter with these people? They're not doing this to serve anything. They're not doing this to help anyone.
Oh, it's a selfish, look how tough I am. They're not going to the top of the mountain to save kids. Like, look at the opposite of Satanism. Was it Thailand with the 40-something kids, 2 miles underground, divers dying, kids dying, guys risking their total lives to go in and do that? That was the opposite of climbing Mount Everest.
Right. And, you know, they don't even think. You know, there are ways that you can
make
this.
There were kids you got to save at the top of the mountain. Do it. But why totally risk your life for no reason?
You know, get somebody to donate $100,000 toward child cancer research if you make it to the top. Something. But this doesn't even cross their minds. No, it's just, it's all about themselves. It's all about their little piece of accomplishment. That, again, there's 4,000 names. I don't know five of them. I don't know
five. They want to be in a club. Exactly. It's like being a tranny or whatever. It makes you an elite group to cut your testicles off. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars we fight.
Griping about the way things ought to be.
It's hard to turn off Merle Haggard, isn't it?
And I don't mind.
But I want to send a shout out to Tom Papert. No, sure, let me add one more little dessert or addendum to what I said. Is it satanic to climb Mount Everest? And I don't think the answer is yes. It's in all of our hearts what we do. And the first people to do it, I get it. But now it's 4,000 plus. Now there's all these books out about billionaires doing it. And it becomes a ding-dong measuring contest when all these hundreds are backed up every day trying to get to the top and everybody's bitching and complaining and they want traffic guards up at the... Imagine if these people put that energy into other things in their lives. Imagine how much better the world would be. I'm not saying take away their right to go up there. I don't want to pay for helicoptering their dead bodies off. Just like you want to go to some doctor and have your Johnson and your Wavos cut off, knock yourself out, man. I'm a libertarian. If mentally ill people want to cut their fingers off and jump off bridges, as long as you don't hurt somebody, I'm sad for you, but do it. I'm a libertarian. You want to get a bunch of heroin and kill yourself, that's your business. I don't want to pay for you to go to top of mountains or
cut your ding-a-ling off. And you know, I hope you won't do it. But all I'm saying is it's getting sick when they bitch and complain in the news about how there's traffic jams going to the top of this mountain. It gets sick. I love rugged individualism. I love trailblazing. Lewis and Clark were risking their lives, but they were getting a Western Passage to the Pacific Ocean for a reason. They were risking their lives to do something new, not to prove how tough they were. Now, let's shift gears with Tom Papert, great manager at KCTU5 in Wichita, Kansas, that carries us. Huawei CEO says China shouldn't punish Apple. Boy, I saw that CNN headline this morning, and I knew how it was going to read. Apple has become state-run a year ago. They moved to China over a year ago. They're with the Communist Party. Huawei's Communist Party run. It's spying on all the devices. It's getting banned all over the world. They got caught. So CNN has this puff piece out. Trump's mean. The poor little baby Huawei's. Now, his teacher is Apple, even though he's about to replace Apple sales in Europe and in Asia, and what they call Greater China, Taiwan. It's all Chi-Com written. He's like, oh, don't mess with Apple because it's Chi-Com run now, too, and they've got the code keys, and they admit they're spying on you through Apple just as bad as Huawei. So he's like, oh, we don't want to kick them out of China. Or, oh, no, Apple, good. Good, Apple. This is sick. He thinks you're a moron. His daughter's in prison right now. China State TV carries Daily Show, spot on Huawei lead in 5G. So don't worry. The Daily Show, pissing all over America, it's on in China. But they don't let anything else from the West air there. Again, Chi-Com propaganda. Tom Papert, unbelievable. The Daily Show wants us off air, cheers it, has celebrations. So do the other big so-called comedians who are really just fake news. But the Chinese government's funding six of the big eight Hollywood production houses, and they're funding on record the major production operations like the folks over at Netflix. And now they are openly involved airing The Daily Show. When you know the communist Chinese have approved of The Daily Show, you know The Daily Show is really bad news.
You know, it does actually relate really well to what we were talking about in the last segment, because China, the elite people in China, their god is power. And then you've got Tim Cook, his god is money. He thinks that if he merges his company with China, then, oh boy, we're going to get billions of new people who will all buy an iPhone and an iPad, and it'll just be wonderful, and we'll make so much money. And who needs those stupid Americans? There's only 350 million of them and another 30, 40 million illegals. That's chump change. We're going to China. And so he's essentially sacrificing his soul to China. Same exact thing with these Hollywood production houses. They're not concerned about what Americans want to see when they go to the theater. We're a relatively small audience. They want to be one of the two or three or four American movies that gets brought into China so they can get all of those box office sales. And again, they don't want people like you, Alex, because you're the one sitting there saying, wait a minute. You are selling your soul to the devil for a couple bucks, selling your country down the line, selling it out, ruining everything the West was built on, everything America was built on.
Tom, let me go further than that. Let me go further than that. It's not just me up here like I'm saying this and I'm something special. Communist China has killed way more than Hitler ever killed. They're totally soulless. They feed on their own people, slave factories. And then Tim Cook, who owns the worst factories under Foxconn in China, says, I'm dangerous and deplorable and need to be banned from the web. He has no moral standing. He's out of control. Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'm just amazed that anybody wants to air The Daily Show with that guy who's not even funny. These comedy special nightly shows haven't been funny in years, as far as I'm concerned. So I think it really just goes to show you they want the anti-Trump propaganda in there. It's not even about entertainment. I mean, hell, we could do a comedy bit right now without teleprompters or anything. It'd be funnier than anything The Daily Show ever did. But, you know, I do want to point this out, too, because I think it's the same kind of attack on our humanity. And I know it's a totally different subject, but there may be a connection here. Sex robot threat, AI girlfriends indistinguishable from humans after major 5G upgrade. So first of all, to say that you can't tell a robot from a human is obviously fake news. But that's the whole point. Well, what's the difference? It's a robot. It's taking care of you.
And they teach the women to hate men. And, you know, like in the new Blade Runner, oh, he's in love with his virtual girlfriend. So the virtual girlfriend will tell you whatever you want to hear. Just like Japan, the men aren't even having wives anymore. It's the end of humanity as we know it. And I don't feel fine.
So I just wanted to put that out there before we sign off. But there's going to be a lot to get to the rest of the way this week, Alex. There's going to be some social media news coming out. There's going to be some interesting, I think, debates about foreign invasions happening, too. We got a private wall that just went up in New Mexico. So it's going to be a crazy broadcast week here. And let's not forget, Alex, that Trump is moving against the treasonous deep state.
That's right. Eric Prince, of all people, let's play the clip since you mentioned it. Eric Prince of Blackwater fame is actually financing a wall, a private wall. We build the wall in New Mexico where everything is collapsing. Here's a clip of that. Look, since Prince is involved, all his fancy is working just fine. Radio listeners are missing this. It's at InfoWars.com/show. Look, folks, bottom line, Tom Pappert, this country is under globalist attack. I have a stack of news right here where New Mexico, that's run by a leftist, says, oh, my God, get here, help us. Millions are pouring across. Holy hell. Just a few months ago, she was making jokes. Look, Trump doesn't have the courts. He doesn't have the troops. He doesn't have the anything. So I'm glad he's going to bust into leftist areas. I'm not glad they're here, but at least this is showing the dumbass left what it's like in red states.
That's absolutely right. And it's the opposite of what Obama did during all his 8 years. He wanted to put them in the red states. That's why we have the Hamas caucus in Congress now, because you put enough Somali refugees there and suddenly they vote one of their own in. I mean, it is refreshing
we
to see the pressure.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Sorry.
You're going to stab your daughter at the mall. And that's exactly where that happened. I mean, it's... we
going to throw your white baby off the mall.
Throw that baby off the mall.
Watch baby's head hit the ground. Woo! And the police chief's going to say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Sorry, Tom.
No, it's completely true, and it's completely accurate. And so it is nice to see this type of pressure that was being put against the red states now being applied to these globalist hellholes in the left coast and the left southern portion of the country. I enjoy it, and I hope that they really see what they've done to this country up close and personal. It's exciting.
Tom, great job. Owen, great job. War Room coming up in just a few minutes at InfoWars.com/show. Thanks to our affiliates. Ladies and gentlemen, I get so wound up that I even forget to ask for your support last hour. I really appreciate all your support. I want to be as big and mean as Loaded for Bear. I want more reporters. I want more crew. I want to watch all the leftist publications that are trying to shut us down, go bankrupt. I don't want to shut them down. I just love seeing them be shut down that nobody believes them. But we need money to do that. And, folks, we've got the vitamin mineral fusion. We've got the best turmeric bodies, ultimate formula. We've got the best protein bars. We've got them all back in stock. A lot of it's been sold out. 40 to 60% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Memorial Day specials. You need the coffee. You need the toothpaste. You need the brain force. You need the X2 and X3. Check it out and find out why the globalists hate it and help fund the InfoWar. I thank you. I salute you. And I thank this amazing crew. I'll see you back with Owen tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.